He is the all-time home run king, and here's how it sounded.
The pitch by Downing, swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7-15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
And it's our pleasure to welcome the home run king, the great Hank Aaron. Hank, thanks for being with us. How are you?
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Well, let's talk Stan Musial. And a lot of people don't realize this, but you would tour Japan with a group of Major League All-Stars, including Stan. In fact, the two of you were roommates. What was that experience like for Hammer and Hank Aaron?
Well, it wasn't in Japan. It was in Saigon. It was right dead in the middle of a war. Stan, myself, and Herman Killebrew, Joe Torre, and one other ball player take what they call a high neighbor tour by the government and go to Saigon to entertain our troops. And I was blessed with Stan Musial being my roommate while I was over there and got a chance to know one of the most wonderful person in all of baseball and all the world, really, because he and I talked baseball, but more than that, Stan was genuinely Stan Musial. He was great, and I enjoyed every minute being with him.
We're talking with the great Hank Aaron on the Press Box on 590 The Fan, KFNS and KFNS.com. I've read a lot about you, Mr. Aaron, and I've heard that growing up that you had two heroes. One was Jackie Robinson and the other was Stan Musial. Is that accurate?
That is correct. You're absolutely right. You know, Stan and I got along very, very well. You know, I mean, even though we played on opposite teams, but we played in two or three or four or five All-Star games together. I just got to know him so well, and it meant so much not only to me, but it meant so much to every African-American player to play the game, to have someone like Stan Musial to be his friend.
Because when a few of the Cardinals were threatening not to take the field one day against the Dodgers and Jackie Robinson, Musial never participated, and there was talks about racial slurs out of the Cardinals' dugout towards Don Newcomb, never hurled by Stan Musial. He was a friend of the African-American player.
He certainly was, at least the Stan Musial that I've known. He was always a pal. You know, I mean, he just didn't have time to be hateful. You know, I mean, he was Stan Musial. You know, he was someone that is surely and truly missed.
You know, in a way, your careers were similar in that you didn't play in huge markets and you put up these incredible numbers. And you also did it late in your career, too. I mean, you hit, I believe, 40 home runs at age 39. And then Stan hit 330 the year he turned 42. Longevity was a common denominator of Hank Aaron and Stan Musial.
That's right. We were similar alike. We were just about alike. I remember when I got my 3,000 base hit in Cincinnati, and who took time out to be there but Stan Musial? He ran on the field, congratulated me, and we took pictures together, and I don't know of any other ball player that would have been there, you know, and it was typical Stan Musial, you know, and his career and mine was somewhat similar, you know, I mean, he did it his way, and let me tell you, you know, he was a heck of a ball player. You know, I remember going over, you know, we used to talk about how you pitch to certain players, and we would get to Stan Musial and Warren Spahn, who is now in the Hall of Fame, is deceased. We'd get to Stan Musial, and he said, skip him. He said, because I can't get him out. If I get in a situation where I got to walk him, that's exactly what I will do. You know, but he was a terrific ball player, and just a terrific human being.
Frank Cusumano with the great Hall of Famer, Hank Aaron of the Press Box on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and KFNS.com. Can you remember the last meaningful conversation or the last time you spent some significant time with Stan and what that was like?
I don't remember, but I know every time that I've seen Stan, you know, I often kidded him. I kidded him an awful lot. I said, Stan, you're a millionaire now, you know. I said, you finally made $1 million. And he would laugh and say, yes, sir, I made $1 million. And, you know, I mean, it was just having fun, you know, really. But I don't know when the last time, you know, every time I saw Stan, you know, he would take his harmonica out, and you know he loved to play his harmonica, and hey, he could play it. He started playing the baseball tongue, and I loved to hear it.
You know, at the end of your career, you were breaking many of Stan Musial's National League records. What was that like, and did he kid you about that?
He did. He said records are made to be broken, you know, and he had no ill feeling toward me or ill feeling toward anyone. You know, I mean, I don't savage records and put them in a box and screw it up and say, this is mine. You know, it doesn't belong to me. You know, they're out there for younger kids to break, and I'm sure Stan felt the same way.
I'm sure that you would have turned out the way you did no matter what, but was he a guy that you observed and you tried to conduct yourself like, or is that taking it too far?
No, you're absolutely right. Yes. He and Jackie Robinson was two people that I really observed, you know, and watched them, conducted. I wanted to conduct myself the same way that the two of them did, you know. Stan Musial was everybody's friend, you know. I mean, really, he had no enemies nowhere, you know. And I felt like, you know, if I wanted to do anything in this world, you know, I wanted to be like somebody who has made a contribution.
Hank, we really appreciate your time. It's been an honor. Thank you so much, sir.
Well, thank you very much, and may God bless you.